It is 7:08. You are listening to Still Talking on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. My name is Shaletta Brundage. I am filling in for my friend Geraldine Steele, and she has left me in the competent and capable hands of producer extraordinaire, my buddy Jonathan Lowe. Jonathan, have you adjusted to daylight savings time yet? I don't know about you, but I really like doing this show when it is still light outside.
I'm fine with it either way. I do. It takes me a day or two maybe to adjust, but after that, I'm used to what's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, I don't appreciate being in the basement and still seeing snow, and it's mid-March, but we do live in Minnesota. But I do like the fact that it's not dark out and it's still light, and I can still see the trees, and I can see my neighbors, and I can, you know, almost kind of watch what they're watching on TV right now. Looks like they're watching CNN. So I love being able to be in the light, around the light, and I'm just glad that it's still light outside. My kids, Jonathan, have not adjusted. They are up at 11 and at night, and then they get back up for whatever reason at 5, wondering if it's time to go to school. Amazing, isn't it? Oh my God! But what is amazing is what is going on in the banking world. I'm here to tell you, even though, you know, I'm working here at CCO Radio, I have a small business. I have a podcasting and production company, and I do promotions for a lot of large companies on social media, on my podcasting network. And so, you know, I'm looking at this stuff and I'm wondering, okay, so these banks that are being impacted may not affect me directly. But if folks are frantically pulling money out of these California banks, and, you know, we heard them talking about it at the top of the hour in CBS News, how is that going to impact the companies that I do business with? You know, it's a ripple effect. And so I'm so glad that Jonathan set up an opportunity for me to talk to Matthew Goldberg. He's an analyst with Bankrate.com, and he is joining us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And let me just tell you, Matthew, it's scaring the bejesus out of me because some of my clients are in California. And I'm like, hey, what the hell is going on over there? Because I'm listening to CBS News. I'm watching your feeds. I'm checking Bankrate.com. And it is frightening, and there is a cause for concern. Where are we headed? What is happening?
Well, thanks for having me on, Shaletta. And first of all, people shouldn't panic. I mean, one of the things I was thinking about, you were just talking about daylight savings time. So last Sunday, we changed our clocks. You're supposed to check your smoke detectors so that you're prepared for an emergency or unexpected event. Well, that's the way I look at the first bank failure since 2020, and some of the largest we've ever seen. They're a wake-up call to check your own accounts, learn about FDIC insurance to make sure your money's protected in case of a bank failure.
You know what? You know, we're looking at them, and what you're telling me is we need to be looking at us.
That's what I'm – yes, that is – I've been – you know, thinking about how to best approach this. And I think it's focus on what you can control. And so you can control finding out, like step one is find out if you're at an FDIC insured bank. And you can do that at FDIC.gov. There's the bank find suite, and you could enter in, you can search by name, or in some cases you could search by website. So that's kind of step one. To look at, and actually back in, I think, late November, the FDIC, during one of its podcasts, came out and said that it shut down about 100 fraudulent websites in about the past year dating back to then. So, again, there are some out there, and especially when you're looking at an online bank or any kind of bank, make sure it's FDIC insured. So that's got to be step one.
Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break, but when we come back, I want you to talk directly to small business owners who may not necessarily be concerned about themselves because they're on good financial footing, but who are doing business with these companies that are being impacted? Should we start stockpiling money? Is there somewhere we need to go? Should we pivot in some kind of way? What can we do to protect our businesses moving forward? We're going to talk to Matthew Goldberg about that next. It is 7:17. This is Steel Talk. Geraldine Steele is out. I'm in. My name is Shaletta Brundage. If you like what you hear tonight, you can always catch me on Saturdays from 11 to 2 for the Shaletta Show. Now, I was talking to Jonathan about this money situation because it has been scaring the bejesus out of me. I am in a catch and eat situation. I am a small business owner. And we have put all of our eggs in this basket. I even asked Sean, listen, stop working. Come work for me. Help me to build this company from the ground up. And we're going to feed our family and pay our mortgage and bless our church and community with, you know, the resources that we get from this company. But a lot of the companies that we do business with, they're out in California. And last Friday, we had the biggest failure of a U.S. bank since the global financial crisis. What was playing out in real time. Major lenders, tech folks, you know, they're, child, these folks are on the run. And so I said, get somebody I can talk to. And he got Matthew Goldberg, an analyst with bankrate.com. Matthew is continuing our conversation before. And I have to tell you, Matthew, you know, it looks like everything's okay. I mean, the bills are getting paid. The employees are getting paid. The kids are eating. But I'm looking at the people I'm doing business with, and they are on the run. We're dealing with a lot of tech folks. But what you're saying is we really need to shore up what we got going on and take care of home.
That's right. And so, first of all, it's more rare for there to be years like 2022, 2021, 2018, 2006, or 2005. Those are years without bank failures. So it's more common for a few bank failures to happen in a year than it is for years to go by without a failure. But again, no, great point where looking at your own coverage, and you were talking about businesses. And so there's actually an FDIC tool. It's at FDIC.gov. It's called EDI, the Electronic Deposit Insurance Estimator. And so whether you're a business or an individual, you should go to that calculator and input your totals, your balances in there. And to kind of get an idea, it's a great tool. And even if you're just putting in figures there to kind of learn more about FDIC insurance, it's a great way to learn the coverage limits and rules. So highly recommend that. And then EDI relies on you entering in the right information. So what if you make a mistake, you don't understand maybe your accounts? The FDIC.gov has a phone number as well, and that might be worth a call because it's your hard-earned money, and you don't want to find out later on that it wasn't insured.
And that is a valuable lesson. Talk to me about bankrate.com. You know, somebody's texting me and they're like, he's telling us to go to FDIC's website. What's on Bankrate? Should we go there first?
Well, Bankrate's going to be the place. So as you know, Shaletta, we've been in a rising rate environment. And so at Bankrate.com, we compare and help you look for the highest yield savings accounts and other type of accounts. And so you can look at our high yield online bank FDIC insured accounts because even though they might not keep up with inflation, you want to be in a high yield FDIC insured savings account for your emergency fund, your savings, because you want to take advantage of these rate increases. You don't want to be in a 0.01% annual percentage yield when the Fed has raised rates multiple times in the past year. So that's also another kind of wake-up call for you to look at your savings to make sure that you're earning the yield that you should be earning in 2023.
Well, I just can't thank you enough for coming on the program, for talking to us about what we need to be looking out for. You have eased and calmed my mind and fears, because I was ready to jump off the second floor head first. Like, who going to be paying all this mortgage? I just made this man quit his job. And really giving us an opportunity as small business owners who need guidance from people like you, who understand the market, understand what's going on, so that we can get our own affairs in order, so that we'll be ready in case anything happens. Because, you know, we never know what's going on. You know, one of the things, Matthew, that I am doing now is, if I'm doing business with somebody, I won't have my money up front. Because right before COVID hit, I made all these deals, and then as soon as COVID happened, I wasn't able to collect on those fees. And so what happened was I wind up, you know, buying some things and doing all kinds of stuff. And then the next thing I know, I'm out of money, as well as I don't have any new money coming in. So I said, from now on, I'm going to have my money up front. And if COVID or the next big thing happens and shuts it all down, I'll have a little pad.
Well, I think you, with your point there, is we kind of learn from past experiences, and that way we learn from that for the future. So I think that's one of the things as well, where there were these large bank failures, but now it's been that wake-up call for us to mm-hmm. check our own accounts and learn a little more about this FDIC insurance coverage.
Well, I just thank you so much for joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, getting us this information and these resources and these websites that we can go to and get this information. You know, we wouldn't have otherwise known what to do or where to go. So your information, your, you know, enlightenment on this has just been invaluable tonight. Thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Shaletta.
All right. And y'all stick around. Do not go anywhere. Honey, we are celebrating Women's History Month. And I'm going to tell you, Minnesota does the most amazing job of celebrating fierce females and telling stories than any place else. And I've lived in 5 states. And I'm going to tell you about one that I'm excited about that's coming up this Friday. So if you're looking for something fun to do, a new place to go, I'll tell you all about it after the break. It is 7:30. You are listening to Still Talking on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio. Geraldine is not here tonight. I'm in for my friend. My name is Shaletta Brundage. If you like what you hear today, you can always catch me on Saturdays from 11 to 2 on The Shaletta Show. And I tell you, we absolutely do an amazing job celebrating women during March for Women's History Month in Minnesota. I have lived in Texas and Louisiana and Ohio and all parts in between. And it just can't be beat the way that Minnesota makes sure that women feel seen and heard and appreciated. I have gone to about 5,100 award ceremonies for women this month, and it is just the 19th, and there are about 10 or 15 more to go, and I don't plan on missing every one of them. And I tell you what, not just awards, but ceremonies and events honoring and celebrating women are happening throughout the Twin Cities. And there's a special one coming up on Friday the 24th at Mill City Museum that I want to tell you about. So I brought Jen Scott. She's an actress and performer and the host of Hear Her Stories. She's joining us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Miss Jen, thank you so much for being on Still Talking.
Oh, thank you so much for the time. What an absolute pleasure. A pleasure. Thank you so much.
Now, you know, I love going to Mill City Museum. My friend Justin and Sue Pihowski got married there. It is a beautiful place. So anytime I can get over to Mill City Museum is a plus for me. And I like good storytelling. And what you all are doing in recognition of Women's History Month at Mill City Museum this Friday is all about storytelling. Let us know what you've got planned, because this is just incredible.
Oh, thank you. So we are so very excited. This is Hear Her Stories. It's an evening of storytelling. It's celebrating Women's History Month, specifically women who live here in Minnesota. So all the stories are personal, they're familial, possibly historic. And if they are, like, historic, we want to know how that history impacts the storyteller. And we have 8 incredible storytellers, some of them brand new, some of them with a huge amount of experience, sharing parts of their own story or their own family story. And we're so excited.
Now, how did you pick these storytellers? Because there's so many amazing women in Minnesota. How did you narrow it down?
We could have cast at least 3 or 4 shows. Like, this should have been a series, honestly. We had so many incredible entries. It was so hard to choose, but we really wanted to choose folks that represent Minnesota. We really wanted to get a wide swath of who is here and who has been here for years, if not thousands of years. So we have a really wonderful group. I've heard some of their stories. They're great.
So this is on Friday from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at Mill City Museum. Doors open at 6:30. The program begins at 7. Folks can get pre-sale tickets, and you also have some on a sliding scale now. What's the website? Where can they go to get tickets?
Oh, yeah. Do a search for Mill City Museum. They'll bring you and look for under events. They'll right away get, that might be the easiest way to get to those tickets. And yeah, okay. Do purchase in advance, because the sliding scale is the way to go.
And why did you all do that? I mean, folks are trying to get every dime. You know, you start looking at Taylor Swift and all these other entertainers. Oh. Lord have mercy, Beyonce's coming, and I just plunked down somebody's first year college money on tickets. And here you are celebrating women, and you're doing things on a sliding scale. That's just amazing. I just appreciate that.
Thank you so. That's so kind. We, storytelling's been around for as long as humans have been around. And we want anyone who's interested in our event to be able to come to our event. So it's for everyone. So that's the main reason. Just if you're interested and we've got the space, we want you there.
And, you know, I was going to ask you, because I've got my daughter, Cameron, and she is sitting right here by me right now. Girl, I cannot get rid of her. She's like my little shadow these days. She wants to go to the studio. She wants to listen to the radio station. Girl, I can't even, like, reach for the doorknob. And she's like, Mommy, where are you going? Are you going to take me with you? I want to be there with you. She's looking at me right now, smiling. Because I'm talking about her on the radio, but she is under my skin and I love it. Is this an event that she and I can enjoy together, or is this? It is 7:30. You are listening to Still Talking on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio. Geraldine is not here tonight. I'm in for my friend. My name is Shaletta Brundage. If you like what you hear today, you can always catch me on Saturdays from 11 to 2 on The Shaletta Show. And I tell you, we absolutely do an amazing job celebrating women during March for Women's History Month in Minnesota. I have lived in Texas and Louisiana and Ohio and all parts in between. And it just can't be beat the way that Minnesota makes sure that women feel seen and heard and appreciated. I have gone to about 5,100 award ceremonies for women this month, and it is just the 19th, and there are about 10 or 15 more to go, and I don't plan on missing air one of them. And I tell you what, not just awards, but ceremonies and events honoring and celebrating women are happening throughout the Twin Cities. And there's a special one coming up on Friday the 24th at Mill City Museum that I want to tell you about. So I brought Jen Scott. She's an actress and performer and the host of Hear Her Stories. She's joining us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Miss Jen, thank you so much for being on Still Talking.
Oh, thank you so much for the time. What an absolute pleasure. A pleasure. Thank you so.
Now, you know, I love going to Mill City Museum. My friend Justin and Sue Pihowski got married there. It is a beautiful place. So anytime I can get over to Mill City Museum is a plus for me. And I like good storytelling. And what you all are doing in recognition of Women's History Month at Mill City Museum this Friday is all about storytelling. Let us know what you've got planned, because this is just incredible.
Oh, thank you. So we are so very excited. This is Here for Stories. It's an evening of storytelling, celebrating Women's History Month, specifically women who live here in Minnesota. So all the stories are personal, the familial, possibly historic. And if they are like historic, we want to know how that history impacts the storyteller. And we have eight incredible storytellers, some of them brand new, some of them with a huge amount of experience, sharing parts of their own story or their own family's story. And we're so excited.
Now, how did you pick these storytellers? Because there's so many amazing women in Minnesota. How did you narrow it down?
We could have cast at least three or four shows. Like, this should have been a series, honestly. We had so many incredible entries. It was so hard to choose, but we really wanted to choose folks that represent Minnesota. We really wanted to get a wide swath of who is here and who has been here for years, if not thousands of years. So we have a really wonderful group. I've heard some of their stories. They're great.
So this is on Friday from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at Mill City Museum. Doors open at 6:30. The program begins at 7. Folks can get pre-sale tickets, and you also have some on a sliding scale now. What's the website? Where can they go to get tickets?
Oh, yeah. Do a search for Mill City Museum. They'll bring you and look for under events. They'll right away get, that might be the easiest way to get to those tickets. And yeah, okay. Do purchase in advance, because the sliding scale is the way to go.
And why did you all do that? I mean, folks are trying to get every dime. You know, you start looking at Taylor Swift and all these other entertainers. Oh. Lord have mercy, Beyonce's coming, and I just plunked down somebody's first year college money on tickets. And here you are celebrating women, and you're doing things on a sliding scale. That's just amazing. I just appreciate that.
Thank you so. That's so kind. We, storytelling's been around for as long as humans have been around. And we want anyone who's interested in our event to be able to come to our event. So it's for everyone. So that's the main reason. Just if you're interested and we've got the space, we want you there.
And, you know, I was going to ask you, because I've got my daughter, Cameron, and she is sitting right here by me right now. Girl, I cannot get rid of her. She's like my little shadow these days. She wants to go to the studio. She wants to listen to the radio station. Girl, I can't even, like, reach for the doorknob. And she's like, Mommy, where are you going? Are you going to take me with you? I want to be there with you. She's looking at me right now, smiling. Because I'm talking about her on the radio, but she is under my skin and I love it. Is this an event that she and I can enjoy together, or is this mainly adults? Talk to me about, you know, who the audience is going to be, because she's 9 years old.
Oh, hi, Cameron. I was going to say happy third grade or fourth grade.
Fourth grade, girl. Yes, ma'am. You already know. Fourth grade, girl.
Cameron, please come. I'm not going to say like, oh, it's a family event, but it's one where you could totally bring Cameron. All the stories, nothing to adults only.
Okay.
But there are some like, not only is it lighthearted, but there's going to be some serious stuff too. We have a storyteller who's talking about lessons she's learned taking care of her aunties as they are treated for cancer. And then we have also like lighthearted stories about a new mom who in the 1960s who started working the night shift at the Land O'Lakes plant. So it's a funny mix, but a good one. Last year was our first time we did the event, and we absolutely had folks of all ages.
Well, I just appreciate you giving a voice to women. We are so underrepresented when it comes to storytelling. Our names are not in the history books the way that it should be. And a lot of times our legacies die with us. And so you are the ambassador for so many women's legacies right here in the Twin Cities. So God bless you for the work that you are doing. Jen Scott, the event is Friday, March 24th. Get on over to Mill City Museum. Go to Mill City Museum website. Look under events and you will find this amazing event. Hear her stories. I can't wait to get me and my baby over there Friday night. I'm going to come and shake your hand and hug you and sit there and laugh and talk and cry. I'm going to wear my Depends so I can laugh, and I'm going to bring my tissue so I can cry, girl. We're going to have us a good old time. I can't wait. We're going to all be schizophrenic at the end of the night. I cannot wait. I cannot wait.
I can't either. Yes, please.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Miss Jen Scott, have an amazing weekend. Thank you so much for being on Still Talking.
Oh, thank you so much for the time. And Cameron, have a good day at school tomorrow, and have a good rest of your night, please.
All right. She is so excited. She's waving at the computer, girl, like you talking to her. And y'all don't go anywhere. I'm talking to one of my favorite people in the whole wide world next. Not only does she have a new book out, her latest podcast is on fire, and she has got an event that you have got to check out. What is it? Who is it? Stick around. It is 7:42. You are listening to Still Talking on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio. Geraldine Steele is out tonight. I am in. My name is Shaletta Brundage. If you like what you hear now, you can always check me out on Saturdays from 11 to 2 on The Shaletta Show. Now, a frequent guest of The Shaletta Show is Dr. Verna Cornelia Price. She has a brand new book out called Power Lessons for Life. She has taken some of the most amazing and most popular of her award-winning podcast, Dr. Verna's Virtues, and put them in book form for folks to have in their lives so that we can level up. She is a human potential expert. She is a TED Talk speaker. She is a best-selling author. She is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Hey, Dr. Verna.
Good evening, Ms. Shaletta. Good evening.
I am so excited to have you on the show. Now, we've talked about this book, Power Lessons for Life, on my show. I don't think we've talked about it on Still Talking. So this is a whole new audience. And I just want to make sure that people know this little pocket-sized book is so powerful. It just came out, and already you are hearing from so many people who say their lives have changed. Tell me all about Power Lessons for Life.
Oh, absolutely. Power Lessons for Life is really like your everyday, I need this right now to make things better in my life right now book. And I love that you said it's pocket size, because that's exactly what it is. And you can just tuck it in your bag, tuck it in your pocket, and it's like every page has something that can help you. And I'm not just saying that. Literally, people are sending me notes like, Dr. Verna, you know what? I was having a hard day, and I opened up Power Lessons for Life, and there it was. There was that lesson that I needed right now. And it's interestingly, too, I just talked to someone. I was doing Coach Shay's show, and she took the book as kind of a walk through how I made it through the pandemic and my lessons through the pandemic to get through the pandemic successfully. Because interestingly, a lot of people in the pandemic, they lost a lot of things. And interestingly, the pandemic for me was a place for growing and leveling up and stretching. And a lot of that is actually, I talk about that in my book. And so this Power Lessons for Life book is probably one of my most personal books. Because I talk a lot about my everyday life with my family. What does it really mean to be a successful person and to be someone who makes life work, but at the same time knows how to like get to the next level as you make life work. So it's a serious self-improvement book. Like, seriously.
Okay, let me just say this. It, what surprised me the most is how personal you were. A lot of times you are shining the spotlight on us. And so we can read your whole book and we can know a little bit about Dr. Verna, but you are so private and so guarded with your family and your children, and for good reason. But I just felt like this book, you really opened up and let us in. You know, what was the difference? Was there something that happened, or, you know, did the Lord put it on your heart? I always wonder why this book, more than any of the others, we got to be a part of Dr. Verna's journey.
It really, it's so, so very true. It's like this little book kind of welcomes you into my life. Just learning about me personally, like what is it that makes me go, and what is it that makes my life personally work every day? And even like my children, and being a wife, like how do you, what do you do with a teenager in the middle of a pandemic? What do you do with a teenager who all they want to do is go to their room and get on their phone? You know, how to keep your family together, all those things are in Power Lessons for Life. And it's a little book that kind of surprised me, Ms. Chiletta. Really, I never intended to put that book out. But when people started asking me, they said, they see me in the grocery store. And they said, Dr. Mm-hmm. Verna, you know what? I listen to the podcast, but you know what? I need to see it in writing, and I need to have it with me all the time. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
And that's really, I never intended to write that book. Never. And it was literally an ask. My community asked me, and that's what I did.
Okay. So some people are audio learners. They've got the podcast. Mm-hmm. Some people have to read it. That's how we learn. We read and memorize. Mm-hmm. So you've given us the book. But some of us have to see Dr. Verna. And you've got an event coming up where people can see you. They can be a part of your process. They can level up. You are giving us your wisdom and your virtues. And I just want to tell everyone who is listening to this show tonight about it, because anytime folks are in your presence or they go to one of your workshops, they are changed forever. And there's no going back after that. You have to level up. So talk to me about what you've got coming up and how folks can be a part of it.
Oh, man. I have a masterclass coming up this Friday. It's from 8:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. It's a power hour is really what it is. And this particular topic that I'm speaking on and sharing on and teaching on, I rarely teach on this topic. And one of the reasons, Ms. Chiletta, I haven't taught on this topic because I do not teach on things that I haven't experienced. And it's taken me a while. So because my work is very personal. In other words, I want to make sure that whoever is in my class, whoever is reading my books, they know that it's the real deal. I'm not making anything up. This is real life. This is how it happens. Of course, I believe in data. You know, I've got a PhD. And so, you know, I know how to integrate data into everyday life. But I really, this particular topic is called Who Are Multipliers? Mm-hmm. And Ms. Chiletta, I am so excited for this masterclass because I remember literally, being very, very happy to get $500 for a talk. I remember that. And I thought I was doing something. I did. I thought I was doing something. I thought I had made it. And then somebody looked at me and they went like, well, do you know what speakers actually really make? Like speakers at your level who've got four books? And, you know, do you know really how much they really make? And the truth of the matter is that I am such a passion-oriented, mission-driven woman that, and my life is to help humanity be better. That is just who I am. I wasn't paying any attention, Ms. Chiletta, to the dollars, none whatsoever.
Yeah.
And then a multiplier said, hey, that's not going to work. Nope, we got to get you up, got to move you up. And so for some people, they're like, well, how did she get from making $500 for a talk to, you know, to asking $10,000 for a talk? How does she do that? And there's a way. And multipliers, these people call multipliers, this process called multiplication. It is the way that you do that. So the question is, who are they? How do they work? How do you get a multiplier? Who are they looking for? And how do you position yourself for a multiplier? So, Ms. Shaletta, I can say that I'm finally blessed to be at the place where I can actually teach about multipliers and the multiplication process, because I've come to the place where I've experienced that myself, right? I never thought I could go from 2,500 Facebook followers to 21,000 in less than a year. How did I do that? Multiplication. There's a process, and they're people. They have bodies. These people have bodies, and they're around you. And you would be amazed at who these people are. And so the class is one of my master classes, and would love for people to just come on, join in. And you go to powerlessonsforlife.com. Yep, the book has its own website, powerlessonsforlife.com. It's really, really easy. And get signed up for the master class.
Now, Dr. Verna, you know, are these people in a secret society? Where are these people? Who are these people? Are you going to tell us in 1 hour how we recognize these people? And then, you know, a lot of us, a lot of times, like, I've been in a room with powerful people and I get scared and I retreat and I say, you know, well, maybe next time I just get their card and call them later instead of shooting my best shot. Are you going to equip us with the tools that we need so that when we get in the room with, when I get in the room with Oprah and Valerie Jarrett and Michelle Obama and we have our sleepover, like I have on my vision board, are you going to give me the tools that I need at this class?
I'm going to give you a step-by-step exactly how to behave yourself, how to interact, how to engage. But most importantly, here's the thing, and this is what I will only teach. I only teach people what I know. That's it. That's all I know. I'm going to give you what I know. And yeah. And so the key is, how do you even get into that room?
Yes.
How do you get there, right? How do you get to the place where you are connecting with multipliers and understanding, like, who exactly are you dealing with? And here's the other thing, too, Ms. Shaletta, is sometimes I've been really surprised by who the real multipliers are. And I don't want to give anything away in the class, about the class, but let me tell you, there are some what I would call posers. Okay, there are some posers. I'm not going to say anything else about it. You're going to have to come to the class.
But you're going to help us identify who those people are, because I think I know, because I've been around some people and I thought these are the multipliers. These are the people that's going to take me to my next level. And these are the people who don't call me back. Or who talking about me behind my back. And so I don't want to waste any time. I'm 51 years old. And so I don't want to waste time on people who are not going to help me get to my next level of greatness or who I cannot help. I don't have spare time that anymore.
Something you're saying here, Ms. Shaletta, this is amazing. And I don't want to do the workshop on the show today. But let me tell you, you said something you said, who you cannot help. Right? That's really a critical thing. And the other part of that is who are not called to help you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you just about to talk the whole workshop. Okay, stop.
No,
because we're going to just give it away.
Right now,
we're just giving it away.
I am not going to give it away. So sign up for the workshop. It is, I call it a master class. That's exactly what it is. We get in, we get out, you leave with action items to immediately put into your life, into your work, into your business. And it's Power Lessons for Life, just all spelled out. Power Lessons for Life, just like my book. And by the way, you can purchase my book from that website as well, powerlessonsforlife.com.
Okay, now tell everybody again when it is, because this is the good thing as well, is that you can do it in the morning, don't schedule any meetings, and then you can jumpstart your day right at 10 o'clock.
Absolutely.
It is 7:42. You are listening to Still Talking on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio. Geraldine Steele is out tonight. I am in. My name is Shaletta Brundage. If you like what you hear now, you can always check me out on Saturdays from 11 to 2 on The Shaletta Show. Now, a frequent guest of the Shaletta Show is Dr. Verna Cornelia Price. She has a brand new book out called Power Lessons for Life. She has taken some of the most amazing and most popular of her award-winning podcast, Dr. Verna's Virtues, and put them in book form for folks to have in their lives so that we can level up. She is a human potential expert. She is a TED Talk speaker. She is a best-selling author. She is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Hey, Dr. Verna.
Good evening, Ms. Shaletta. Good evening.
I am so excited to have you on the show. Now, we've talked about this book, Power Lessons for Life, on my show. I don't think we've talked about it on Still Talking. So this is a whole new audience. And I just want to make sure that people know this little pocket-sized book is so powerful. It just came out, and already you are hearing from so many people who say their lives have changed. Tell me all about Power Lessons for Life.
Oh, absolutely. Power Lessons for Life is really like your everyday, I need this right now to make things better in my life right now book. And I love that you said it's pocket size, because that's exactly what it is. And you can just tuck it in your bag, tuck it in your pocket, and it's like every page has something that can help you. And I'm not just saying that. Literally, people are sending me notes like, Dr. Verna, you know what? I was having a hard day, and I opened up Power Lessons for Life, and there it was. There was that lesson that I needed right now. And it's interestingly, too, I just talked to someone. I was doing Coach Shay's show, and she took the book as kind of a walk through how I made it through the pandemic and my lessons through the pandemic to get through the pandemic successfully. Because interestingly, a lot of people in the pandemic, they lost a lot of things. And interestingly, the pandemic for me was a place for growing and leveling up and stretching. And a lot of that is actually, I talk about that in my book. And so this Power Lessons for Life book is probably one of my most personal books, because I talk a lot about my everyday life with my family. What does it really mean to be a successful person and to be someone who makes life work, but at the same time knows how to like get to the next level as you make life work? So it's a serious self-improvement book. Like, seriously.
Okay, let me just say this. It, what surprised me the most is how personal you were. A lot of times you are shining the spotlight on us. And so we can read your whole book and we can know a little bit about Dr. Verna, but you are so private and so guarded with your family and your children, and for good reason. But I just felt like this book, you really opened up and let us in. You know, what was the difference? Was there something that happened, or, you know, did the Lord put it on your heart? I always wonder why this book, more than any of the others, we got to be a part of Dr. Verna's journey.
It really, it's so, so very true. It's like this little book kind of welcomes you into my life. Just learning about me personally, like what is it that makes me go, and what is it that makes my life personally work every day? And even like my children, and being a wife, like how do you, what do you do with a teenager in the middle of a pandemic? What do you do with a teenager who all they want to do is go to their room and get on their phone? You know, how to keep your family together, all those things are in Power Lessons for Life. And it's a little book that kind of surprised me, Ms. Shaletta. Really, I never intended to put that book out. But when people started asking me, they said, they see me in the grocery store. And they said, Dr. Verna, you know what? I listen to the podcast, but you know what? I need to see it in writing, and I need to have it with me all the time. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
And that's really, I never intended to write that book. Never. And it was literally an ask. My community asked me, and that's what I did.
Okay. So some people are audio learners. They've got the podcast. Mm-hmm. Some people have to read it. That's how we learn. We read and memorize. Mm-hmm. And you've given us the book. But some of us have to see Dr. Verna. And you've got an event coming up where people can see you. They can be a part of your process. They can level up. You are giving us your wisdom and your virtues. And I just want to tell everyone who is listening to this show tonight about it, because anytime folks are in your presence or they go to one of your workshops, they are changed forever. And there's no going back after that. You have to level up. So talk to me about what you've got coming up and how folks can be a part of it.
Oh, man. I have a masterclass coming up this Friday. It's from 8:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. It's a power hour is really what it is. And this particular topic that I'm speaking on and sharing on and teaching on, I rarely teach on this topic. And one of the reasons, Ms. Shaletta, I haven't taught on this topic because I do not teach on things that I haven't experienced. And it's taken me a while. So because it's very, my work is very personal. In other words, I want to make sure that whoever is in my class, whoever is reading my books, they know that it's the real deal. I'm not making anything up. This is real life. This is how it happens. Of course, I believe in data. You know, I've got a PhD. And so, you know, I know how to integrate data into everyday life. But I really, this particular topic is called Who Are Multipliers? Mm-hmm. And Ms. Shaletta, I am so excited for this masterclass because I remember literally, you know, being very, very happy to get $500 for a talk. I remember that. And I thought I was doing something. I did. I thought I was doing something. I thought I had made it. And then somebody looked at me and they went like, well, do you know what speakers actually really make? Like speakers at your level who've got four books? And, you know, do you know really how much they really make? And the truth of the matter is that I am such a passion-oriented, mission-driven woman that, and my life is to help humanity be better. That is just who I am. I wasn't paying any attention, Ms. Shaletta, to the dollars, none whatsoever. Yeah. And then a multiplier said, hey, that's not going to work. Nope, we got to get you up, got to move you up. And so for some people, they're like, well, how did she get from making $500 for a talk to, you know, to asking $10,000 for a talk? How does she do that? And there's a way. And multipliers, these people call multipliers, this process called multiplication, it is the way that you do that. So the question is, who are they? How do they work? How do you get a multiplier? Who are they looking for? And how do you position yourself for a multiplier? So, Ms. Shaletta, I can say that I'm finally blessed to be at the place where I can actually teach about multipliers and the multiplication process because I've come to the place where I've experienced that myself, right? I never thought I could go from 2,500 Facebook followers to 21,000 in less than a year. How did I do that? Multiplication. There's a process, and they're people. They have bodies. These people have bodies, and they're around you. And you would be amazed at who these people are. And so the class is one of my master classes, and would love for people to just come on, join in. And you go to powerlessonsforlife.com. Yep, the book has its own website, powerlessonsforlife.com. It's really, really easy, and get signed up for the master class.
Now, Dr. Verna, you know, are these people in a secret society? Where are these people? Who are these people? Are you going to tell us in 1 hour how we recognize these people? And then, you know, a lot of us, a lot of times, like I've been in a room with powerful people and I get scared and I retreat and I say, you know, well, maybe next time I just get their card and call them later instead of shooting my best shot. Are you going to equip us with the tools that we need so that when we get in the room with, when I get in the room with Oprah and Valerie Jarrett and Michelle Obama and we have our sleepover, like I have on my vision board, are you going give me the tools that I need at this class.
To give you a step-by-step exactly how to behave yourself, how to interact, how to engage. But most importantly, here's the thing, and this is what I will only teach. I only teach people what I know. That's it. That's all I know. I'm going to give you what I know. And yeah. And so the key is, how do you even get into that room?
Yes.
How do you get there? Right? How do you get to the place where you are connecting with multipliers and understanding, like, who exactly are you dealing with? And here's the other thing, too, Ms. Shaletta, is sometimes I've been really surprised by who the real multipliers are. And I don't want to give anything away in the class, about the class, but let me tell you, there are some what I would call posers. Okay? There are some posers. I'm not going to say anything else about it. You're going to have to come to the class.
But you're going to help us identify who those people are, because I think I know, because I've been around some people, and I thought, these are the multipliers. These are the people that's going to take me to my next level. And these are the people who don't call me back. Or who talking about me behind my back. And so I don't want to waste any time. I'm 51 years old. And so I don't want to waste time on people who are not going to help me get to my next level of greatness, or who I cannot help. I don't have spare time that anymore.
Something you're saying here, Ms. Shaletta, this is amazing. And I don't want to do the workshop on the show today. But let me tell you, you said something you said, who you cannot help. Right? That's really a critical thing. And the other part of that is, who are not called to help you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you just about to talk the whole workshop. Okay, stop. Because we're going to just give it away.
Right now.
We're just giving it away.
I am not going to give it away. So sign up for the workshop. It is, I call it a master class. That's exactly what it is. We get in, we get out, you leave with action items to immediately put into your life, into your work, into your business. And it's Power Lessons for Life, just all spelled out. Power Lessons for Life, just like my book. And by the way, you can purchase my book from that website as well, powerlessonsforlife.com.
Okay, now tell everybody again when it is, because this is the good thing as well, is that you can do it in the morning, don't schedule any meetings, and then you can jumpstart your day right at 10 o'clock.
Absolutely. 8:30 a.m., we start right on time, and we're done right at 9:30 a.m. I would love to have you there, and just go ahead and sign up.
Yeah, and that's this Friday, right, Dr. Verner?
This Friday, yes.
This Friday,
March 24th.
Okay, and nobody's going to expect you to work really hard on Friday anyway, because it's close to the weekend, so this is perfect. And you can take that time, and you're going to need 30 minutes after meeting with Dr. Verner. I'm going to just tell you this right now, to just go over your notes and decompress, because I remember the last masterclass, a girlfriend of mine called me. She was like, I can't do anything after this. She just worked me. I need 30 minutes before I go back into the office. So I'm putting my out of office notification on, because the tools that you give in these 1 hour classes really help set us up. And I say us people up to get ready for the next level of greatness. So please go to the website, Power Lessons for Life, and make sure you sign up. It's this Friday from 8:30 to 9:30. Take that time. Yes, don't book anything. I'll be there. Dr. Verna's going to be there. She's going to be teaching. It starts on time. It ends on time. So you can finish the rest of your day, but this will be the start of a new life for you. Dr. Verner, thank you so much for being on the radio with me tonight.
You are so welcome. And just so people know, this is a virtual class. So
close your door at the office. You can get your kids. Yep. I plan on getting my kids off to school and then coming to sit right back in my kitchen and drink my coffee at the table and take my notes. So this is a virtual experience. You guys do not have to leave the house. You do not have to leave the office. You do not have to drive. You can sit right there. So go to Power Lessons for Life at the website.com. Get Dr. Verner's book and get signed up for this masterclass on Friday morning. Thank you so much again for being with me, Dr. Verner. And
thank
y'all don't go anywhere.
Thank you for having me, Ms. Shaletta. Okay.
We have more to come on Still Talking. We've got Geraldine's favorite part of the program, which is when she talks entertainment and all things coming to the Twin Cities. And I am so excited to talk to the folks over at the Capri Theater about what they have coming up. That'll be coming up right here on this show.